listener production.
Afternoon, it's Katie Martin with you. The Limestone Coast's lowest paid workers will get a 5.75% pay rise from July, far less than the 7% the unions have been calling for. Fair Work has handed down its annual wage review today, set to impact almost 3 million Aussies. President Justice Adam Hatcher says it strikes the balance needed for higher wages without causing inflation to increase further.
We are confident that the increase we have determined will make only a modest contribution to total wages growth in 2023-24 and will consequently not cause or contribute to any wage price spiral.
Regional South Australia boasts the strongest property market in the country, according to new numbers crunched by PropTrack. They say there's been a 10.55% jump in the median home price, leaving it at $384,000. Closer to home, growth is even stronger with booms in coastal towns like Robe. And an almost $20,000 Stand Like Stone Foundation grant will enable Substance Misuse Limestone Coast to host a regional summit later on in the year. The event will look into the gap in services for alcohol and drug users who also have mental health conditions. SMLC project manager Sophie Boucher says they've invited some bigwigs to attend in the hopes it makes a big difference in the community.
So we'll ask Tony Passon and Troy Burl and Nick McBride and Claire Scriven to come along as well, just to hear things from a local perspective and about how we can better things for our community.
Let's get a feel for the Limestone Coast Premier League now. In the men's, it's a top-of-the-table clash when a Polo host internationals. Blue Lake will hope to strengthen their position with a win over Millicent, and Central's play Narracourt. And it's also the league's two best when the Apollo women play internationals, and it's sure to be a fight between Millicent and Blue Lake. Blue Lake looking to find a way into the top three.